independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to the Ansay & Associates and Security Financial Bank Halftime Show, being brought to you by Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand and SFB, Security Financial Bank. Halftime of tonight's Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi boys football game. And joining us right now is choir director here at Durand, Arkansas High School, Anna Klapprich. And we're going to talk about the fruit sale coming up to help out the department. And Anna, thank you for joining us. Well, tell us a little bit about the fruit sale.
The fruit sale is an annual sale that we put on. The proceeds of this go towards our fine arts department in general. They're mostly money that goes towards trips, but also anything that our department might need funds for that goes into a fund to kind of help all of us out in the department.
And so the fruit, what's available for purchase?
Well, we have your basic apple, orange, grapefruit, pear. We have those in many combinations. We also have cheese and nuts and beef jerky available, and these all come in December.
Talking with Anna Klapprich. She is the choir director here at Durand, Arkansas High School, talking about the fruit sale going on to help out Arts and Humanities Department here at the school. You mentioned, like, for trips, are some trips planned for this year?
We are looking into going to see some musical productions in the cities or in Eau Claire in the spring.
Wow. Okay, so we have that. And then are there other needs that this money will be used for the department to help the students out?
It's mostly just on an as-needed basis. It's there whenever we feel the need that our department needs a big help on any sort of project that we might have going on in the future.
And so, I guess, tell us about some of the things, you know, arts and humanities. Okay, we know choir is probably part of that, but tell us a little bit about the department. What are some of the things that the department's doing with the students here at the school?
Well, our department consists of the choir, the band, and also the art program. So the three of us plan concerts throughout the year. So we have our main concerts. We have fall concert, winter, one in March, and then one in the spring. And also at that event in the lobby of the school, we have art student projects that Ms. Gishka, our art teacher, puts up that we have every year. And we also have a school musical that comes during April. So that will be revealed shortly at the end of November.
Oh, wow, musical and all. Now, when I was in high school at New Berlin West, I was in the choir, but We had no musicals, so that's something totally new for me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you help with that then? I mean, because it's a musical, is the choir then actually going to be, has to be kind of part of it, or are just the people acting doing the singing?
I have mostly choir students that are involved in this production. Wow. I am the director of the production.
And you're not going to give us any hint before the big announcement of what's coming up?
No, I keep it pretty lock and key. The students bother me a lot about it, but I have not revealed it yet.
Really? I like that. And I suppose then once it's announced, everybody wants the lead?
Yeah. Yep, we'll do auditions in December.
Wow, mm-hmm. Okay. Talking with Anna Klapprich, she is a choir director here at Durand, Arkansas High School. Again, fruit sale going on to help out Arts and Humanities Department. Now, how long do people have to order for the sale?
They have until November 6th to order from the sale, and there are actually two ways that you can order fruit. There is an online store that we have a web code link for, and also you can see any fine arts department student. They have a paper copy form of the fruit and things like that to order.
And if you don't know one of the fine arts students or can't find that website, you can always come down to the office. They will be more than happy to help you out, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So again, help out Arts and Humanities. They're planning some trips here to the Twin Cities to see some productions, and that's always a great trip for those kids as well. So help them out with the fruit sale going on, again, through November 6th. We have second half action of tonight's Durand, Arkansas Mondovi boys football game. That's going to be coming up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates Halftime Show. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. President Trump hosting Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House. This coming a day after Trump's phone call with Russia's leader.
I had a very good talk yesterday with President Putin. I think he wants to get it done.
Zelensky looking for long-range Tomahawk missiles from the U.S., but by the end of today's meeting, no statement on a possible deal. George Santos is a free man. The disgraced former congressman representing parts of New York had his sentence commuted by President Trump today. Trump saying, quote, "At least Santos had the courage, conviction, and intelligence to always vote Republican." The UK's Prince Andrew relinquishing all of his royal titles, including Duke of York, over allegations linking him to convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. A source telling us at least two survivors from a deadly U.S. military strike in the Caribbean are now in custody on board an American vessel after being rescued by helicopter. President Trump confirmed the strike, saying the military hit a, quote, drug-carrying submarine. This is ABC News. At the end of a meeting involving the world's largest maritime nations, the U.S. blocked a global fee on shipping emissions. The group also didn't adopt any new regulations. Psychologists say 98% of people in the Western Hemisphere deal with earworms when a song gets stuck in your head.
They can be triggered by stress, by memories, even by injuries, says psychologist Patrick Porter.
I had a concussion in high school, and there was a song, Rapper's Delight.
I said, hit it.
Even though I hated it, my brain encoded it.
His advice for breaking the encoding of a song?
Visualize the stop sign when it plays. Stop giving it energy, stop giving it life, and then play something different.
The beat.
For some, listening to the entire bothersome song can kill the earworm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon is launching a new promotion called Fuel Up Fridays. Now through December 26, Prime members can get 25 cents off on fuel purchases on Fridays. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Woo-hoo! Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
It's winner go home for the Brewers tonight as they take on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the National League Championship Series, trailing 3-0. I'm Bill Scott with sports. L.A. made it 3 straight with a 3-1 victory last night over the Brewers. One win for the Dodgers. They are back in the World Series for a second straight year. The Packers will shoot for their first road win of the season on Sunday when they take on the Arizona Cardinals in Glendale. Matt LaFleur said he plans to talk with officials on Sunday before the game about all the holding taking place against Packers. His edge rusher Micah Parsons. Parsons says he doesn't think it'll do much good. Football Badgers wrapping up their preparations for another week as they take on top-ranked Ohio State tomorrow at Camp Randall. Badgers trying to avoid a fifth straight defeat. Indiana has reached a new 8-year contract with their head coach, Kurt Cignetti. The new deal pays Cignetti an annual average of $11.6 million a season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
At Talladega, survive.
Don't like running the back.
And thrive.
Spring was the first time I was in that position.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
Other than Vegas winner Denny Hamlin, seven of the eight playoff drivers are going to be walking on eggshells at Talladega Sunday. Knowing a bad performance this weekend or getting caught up in a big wreck could leave them in a must-win situation next week at Martinsville.
The way we've always approached that is, how do I control the race the best I can?
Two-time Talladega winner Ryan Blaney.
Don't like running the back. To me, that's more dangerous. So I'd rather be leading a lane or second row or something like that with a teammate.
The former champion is 31 points below the cut line, minus 15, William Byron, who's never won at Talladega, but was top five back in April.
In the spring was the first time I looked back at the race and said, man, I wish I would have done something differently, because I think I was in a position to win the race and got shuffled out of that position, and then I finished fourth, I believe. So, yeah, I think the spring was the first time I was in that position.
Meanwhile, 35 points to the good, Kyle Larson, who was the spring runner-up.
I think I like it better in the round of eight than other rounds. Round of 12, like, there's more guys that can fluke into a win and take a spot away from getting in the round of eight, crashes and whatnot. I mean, that can happen kind of anywhere.
Larson is taking the green flag for the 400th time. And did you know all three seven-time Cup champions, Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Jimmy Johnson, all won their 400th start?
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay, things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
He's currently below the cut line, but Chase Elliott is optimistic he can find a way in round three to become one of the championship four, because he's a former winner at Talladega and Martinsville and was top five on both tracks earlier this year.
I'm excited. Yeah, looking forward to it. Still, you know, 2 weeks left and a lot of racing, so we just got to, you know, buckle down and do our best.
PRN's Garage Pass, not narrow-minded, Garrow-minded.
Welcome back to the Barber Built Sports Complex as we are at halftime with the Buffaloes leading 21-2 here at halftime. Let's run down scores on our Barber Built, or on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Along with the Mondovi-Durand Arkansas game at halftime, Chippewa Falls and Menominee are tied at six. Also at halftime, New Richmond is leading Superior 26-0. Other games tonight, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser is at Elmwood Plum City, Spring Valley playing at Colfax, Stanley Boyd is at Elk Mound, Ellsworth is playing at Osceola tonight. Clear Lake is at Glenwood City. Boyceville at Turtle Lake. Elma Pepin playing at Augusta. Baldwin Woodville at Prescott. Amory is playing at St. Croix Central tonight. And also River Falls, they are leading Wausau West 14-7. That in the first quarter. So those are some of the scores that we have from around the area on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. You can follow the Duran Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Oh, by the way, if you are following baseball as well, it was in the second inning. The Dodgers leading 3-0. So that's not good. So those are the scores that we have. Coming up, we'll have second half action here coming up. We still have about 4 minutes remaining in our halftime, so there'll probably be a little bit of a warm-up as well. So still have a few more minutes before halftime is completed, but we have the third quarter here coming up as you're listening to Durand, Arkansas boys football. Here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we are at halftime with Mondovi leading by a score of 21-2. And we'll be getting ready with our third quarter here coming up in just a minute or so, a few minutes or so. They got to do warm-ups, and then we'll be ready to go for the third quarter. Tomorrow, of course, they'll have the big seating and pairings for the playoffs. Once we find out where we're going for next week, we will let you know on that. As Panthers will be finding out if they're going to have a home game or if they're going to be traveling for the first round of the playoffs. This will be the 26th playoff appearance for the Panthers and 15th under Coach Rod Rosemeyer. Wow, so Coach Rosemeyer's had 15 playoff appearances, but this will be the 26th one for the Panthers. Not bad. And we'll find out here tomorrow where the Panthers, or who the Panthers, will be playing. Again, right now, 21-2, Mondovi leading. Now, Durand, Arkansas will get the ball to start the second half. See if there's any more updates on scores. Again, we had Chippewa Falls and Menominee. They were tied at 6. Again, that was at halftime. New Richmond leading Superior now, 26-0, that in the third quarter. Okay. And so, again, we'll have a three-minute warm-up, and then we'll have our third quarter. And again, Durand, Arkansas getting the ball here to start the third quarter. And thank you to the JKL Auto Body Shop. With car restoration and collision repair, call the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store. Visit Fresh Markets or shopfreshmarkets.com to download the Durand Fresh Market app, where you get the extra coupons, weekly specials, and more from your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. O'Galley Cheese Factory, of course, this year they've been celebrating their 80th anniversary with all kinds of different specials. Plus, O'Galley Cheese Factory has all of your snacking needs. Pizza for the football games, all the different cheese snacks as well, beef sticks, sausages. Well, and don't forget about also the ice cream, too, from O'Galley Cheese Factory. Numbers are us, daily money management for individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to. Mail handling, bill payment, and fraud prevention. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Call 672-8093 or visit Rhonda online at numbersareus.com, or you can also visit her on Facebook. Also, thank you to Heike Pharmacy. Flu and COVID-19 shots are now available. Just call or visit Heike Pharmacy downtown Durand for more information. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget to ask about those beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. And 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit WWT.coop. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we would not be here tonight. So please thank them for supporting our broadcasts. As we're just a few minutes away here from the third quarter. All right. So Panthers going to try to get something going here on offense. They're down 21-2. The 2 points was kind of a wacky play. An interception was thrown by the Panthers, and it was caught deep in Panther territory. Well, Jackson Weiss managed to knock the ball out of the Mondovi defender. The ball went into the end zone. Another Mondovi defender picked up the ball. Now, technically, I guess Mondovi's on offense because they have the ball, and he was tackled in the end zone. So, therefore, it's a safety. And so the Panthers get 2 points, and then they got the ball back. So they turned it over, scored 2 points, and got the ball back. Yep, kind of a wacky play. And so now, as we wait here down to about 50 seconds, and then things will be underway here with the kickoff. And Mondovi will be kicking off. They'll be kicking off from left to right. So the Panthers will be going from right to left here in this third quarter. All right. So a beautiful night here at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex. Wow. Couldn't ask for a nicer evening on this senior night. Congratulations to all the seniors as well. The Panthers are just one of three Wisconsin high school football teams to be ranked number one in the state multiple times in the pre-playoff area, or pre-playoff era. I'm sorry, pre-playoff era. Okay. Did not know that. Say that three times fast, right? All right, so we are ready to go for the third quarter. Again, Buffaloes will be kicking off. They'll be kicking from left to right. Going back deep for the Panthers, Kraleski and Mack. As kicking it away for Mondovi will be Wick. So Hunter Wick kicks it away. Everybody set. The referees say, let's play ball. And we're underway. And Mack now. He muffs it at the 4. Now he's up to the 5, to the 10. Comes to the outside to the 15. And crosses the 15. And he'll be down at about the 18-yard line. And one of the players in on the stop, Cameron Gruber. One of the Buffaloes helping to defend. So first and 10 for Durand, Arkansas. as Panthers are now come up to the line from the 18. And Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Handoff is to Havens. Comes around the left side. Bounces it to farther to the outside. Finally gets pulled out of bounds. Number 56 for Mondovi. That is Cooper Sandberg with the stop. And a gain of maybe three on the play, two. Let's see. Two, make it up to the 31. So gain of three. We'll call it second down and seven. Be working from the near hash.
Second down and seven from the 21.
From the 21. Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Hand off to Mac. He's going to go to his right. Jet sweep right. Gets the corner. Puts his head down. And he's up to about the 26-yard line.
Hunter Wick
in on the stop. Along with Aiden Isaacson as well. One of those getting off the bottom of the pile. Third down here coming up. Third and we'll call it two. So third and two now for the Panthers. Big third down play.
Third down and two.
So Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Working from the far hash. Mack is a wingback on the left of the formation as well. Breidung back to pass. Rolls to his left. Pumps. Now he's going deep. And it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for Kraleski. Fourth down.
Fourth and two.
So fourth and two, Panthers will have to punt. Now, of course, we have seen Coach Rosemeyer do a fake punt even deep in his own territory. Mack is still in there. Breiding's in there. Mack's the up back. Mondovi is set to receive this. And it is a fake, and he keeps it himself. Oh, no, he handed it off. Oh, my word, into the open field. And that is going to be at number 27. Is that, check that, that is number 12, Dylan Berger. Oh, my, it went to Mack to Berger. Little trickery there. Mondovi was kind of suspecting a fake punt. I followed Mack running it, but he had pitched it back to Berger, and Berger gets down to the 48-yard line. Interesting. All right, from the Buffalo 48, first and 10. So, Breidung now waiting for the snap. Breidung, play action to Havens. Now he throws. Caught by Weiss. Gets around the corner. Breaks the tackle to the 35. To the 30. Stays on his feet. Finally driven out of bounds at the 29-yard line.
Faulkner
in on the stop for Mondovi.
First and 10 from the 29.
So first and 10 from the 29. As Panthers now bring it to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. As Breidung waits for the snap. Is that going to be offsides? Mondovi, a free fiver for the Panthers.
Offsides, Mondovi.
And so, make it a first and five now from the Buffalo 24. Again, Mondovi leading 21-0, 10:25 remaining in the third quarter. As Panthers now come up to the line. Two wide receivers here on the near side. From the far hash, Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. He'll come in motion. Breidung hands it off to Havens. Havens picks his way through the line. The line tries to push back. He gets to the outside. He's to the 20. Stays on his feet. Down to the 15. Looked like he was going to be bottled up on the inside and somehow managed to bounce it back out to the outside. And so it's a first down for the Panthers. Down to the Buffalo 15. So Panthers now got something going here. They're now into the red zone. T- Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation from, again, the far hash. Mack is a wingback on the right. He'll come in motion. Hand off to Mack. Mack's going jet sweep left. Gets around the corner to the 10, and he'll be down at about the 9-yard line, in on the stop with the initial stop, Deegan Kinitzer. And so it'll be a gain of about 6, we'll call it, down to the 9-yard line.
Gain of 6, second and 4 from the 9.
Jackson Weiss comes up limping, and he's going to come out. Berger comes in his place. And so Panthers now to the line. We'll have two wide receivers on the right of the formation working from the near hash. Now Mack is going to be a wingback on the left of the formation this time. Hand off to Havens. Havens going to the left. Cuts up field, crosses the 5, and he's down to about the 4, or darn close to the 4. That's enough for a first down. First and goal, Panthers. Hunter Wick in on the stop. Well, they'll mark it officially right at the 5. We'll have to see once. Yep, it's enough for a first down. So first and goal from the 5-yard line. Working from the near hash. Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Mack is a wingback on the left. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack goes in motion. Hand off to Havens. Havens picks his way through, finds a hole. Does he stand his feet? Touchdown. Ian Havens with the touchdown to make it 21-9. And Panthers will go for 2. And so Panthers now use a little trickery on that fourth down deep in their own territory. Turn it into a big play and convert for the touchdown. So Panthers down the line. Breidung waiting for the snap. Looks like Jackson Weiss is back in. Breidung rolls to his left now, looking. Now he's in trouble. Now he pulls it down. Now he throws it up, and it's going to... Wow, what a catch! Oh, my word! What a catch by number 88, Billy Weisenbeck, in the corner for the two-point conversion. Holy cow! And so now it's 21-10. Buffalo's leading with 8:47 remaining. And thank you to our sponsors, including Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue, West Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Durand Napa Farmers. Visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running during the harvest. With Napa know-how. Alcivia Co-op, a leading member-owned agriculture fuel cooperative serving Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Illinois. Don't forget, farmers, for the harvest, ask about Alcivia's on-farm pickup program. Find out more. Just visit alcivia.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. 21-10 now. The Buffalo's lead. And now, kick it away. Kicking at the 12-yard line. And it's faking the reverse. And we get a hold. And bringing it up was number 14. And that was Gruber. But a couple of flags, that's going to go back. And so let's move that backwards. Free 10 spot for the Panthers. Glaus with the stop, but looks like the flag was at about the 21-yard line, holding Mondovi, so it'll be back from the spot of the foul. So they'll move it back to the 11-yard line. That is where the Buffaloes will start. Oh, they'll... Okay, they had it at the 22, so they moved it back to the 12. So that's where the Buffalo will start. All right. Again, Mondovi leading 21-10, 8:40 remaining in the third quarter. Faulkner brings Mondovi up to the line. He has Heike in the backfield, single wide receiver left and right. Hand off to Heike. No, it's to Faulkner, keeps it himself. Rolls to his left. He's going to try and do a little razzle-dazzle and gets a couple of yards, but Kroleski in on the stop. So, second down and eight. And Dane Charles also in on the stop. So, a gain of almost three, we'll call it, up to the 15. So, second down and seven.
Gain of three, second and seven.
Clock continuing to run down to 8:10 as Buffaloes come to the line, working from the far hash. They're going from left to right. Three wide receivers on the right of the formation. Faulkner waits for the snap. Play action. Now he's in trouble. He gets flushed. Throws. It's going to be caught. Nice catch. Wow. What a catch by number 42, Hunter Wick. And he should have enough for the first down. So first and 10 from the 22 now. As Faulkner gets the play from the sidelines. It's down to about 10 seconds remaining. 5-4 Faulkner waiting for the snap. And he just gets the playoff in time. Play action. Rolls to his left. Looking. Now he's flushed. He's going to have to run for it. And he'll get out of bounds at about the 27-yard line, we'll call it. Maybe the 28. Now they'll officially mark it at the 27. All right. Nobody was open downfield. Some good coverage, but still a gain of five. From the 27, second down and five. From the far hash. Two wide receivers on the right. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Hands it off to Heike. Straight ahead he goes. Or check that is number 14. That is Gruber. And Gruber will get enough for the first down. And on the stop, Isaac Sabelko. And so up to the 34-yard line. So first and 10 now from the 34. Single wide receiver left and right. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Good snap. Hands it off. This time to Gruber. Gruber going to his right. He's to the 40. To the 45. Oh, he slipped. And I think he was getting ready to try to avoid Mack. That's how he slipped. But it's going to be a first down at the 46-yard line. So Mondovi, starting at their own 12, moved it up to the 46, down to 6:48 remaining here in the third quarter. As Faulkner now waiting for the snap. And play action to Gruber. Now he looks, going down on the post, caught! That is Isaiah Hill with the catch all the way down to the Panther 30-yard line for the first down. Ethan Mack with the stop. First and 10 at the 30. So, Buffaloes now come to the line. Single wide receiver left and right. Single back in the backfield. Heike back in. Faulkner now waiting for the snap. Hands off to Heike. Goes off tackle left and gets hit right away, but moves forward. Jackson Pickler with the tackle. Gain down to about the 28-yard line. Gain of two on the play. Second down and eight, we'll call it. As Buffaloes come to the line. Again, single wide receiver left and right, right in the middle of the field between the two hashes. Heike is the running back behind Faulkner. Faulkner, play action. Looks, throws to his right, a little high. As pass intended for Rudd. It's third down and eight coming up. Four down territory here for the Buffaloes. Well, an update for you from Los Angeles. Bottom of the third, still 3-0 Dodgers. As back to passes Faulkner. Here comes the blitz. Screen pass set up. Oh, what a nice play. Wallet's caught. Totally blowing up the play. Gruber catches it, but blowing that play up, Isaac Sabelko. And it's going to be a loss all the way back to the 32-yard line. So fourth down coming up. Or check that back to the 32-yard line is where the loss is. And so now fourth down and about 12, we'll call it. So a nice play by Sabelko. Yep, the blitz was on. Screen pass is perfect for a blitz. But Sabelko did not go in on the blitz. And was able to make that tackle. Faulkner now waits for the snap. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Back to passes Faulkner. Looking to his left. Breaking down. Now he's going deep. Man, wide open. Touchdown. Wow. Number six, Brody Brantner with the touchdown. And so it makes it now 27-10. On the 4th and 12, Faulkner to Brantner for the touchdown. They'll kick the extra point. That's a Wick to kick it. As we wait for the snap, there's the snap. Ball down. Kick is on the way. Kick is good. And so with 4:38 remaining, it is now 28-10, Mondovi. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Durand and Pruma Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events throughout the year. Visit durandandprumagroup.org for more information. Ryan Sports Shop, hunters, fishermen. Yep, Ryan says all of your hunting and fishing needs. Visit Ryan Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and all outdoor activities fun since 2006. Anibus Silo, featuring lawn and garden equipment from Toro and Husqvarna, right now at Anibus Silo. End of season specials on Toro lawn equipment. Visit Anibus Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for more information. All right, 28-10, Mondovi leading, 4:38 remaining here in the third quarter. Wick to kick it away. And Mack will take it at the 5. Up to the 10, comes to his left. To the 15, bounces it out to the outside. Tries to get to the 20. He will not get to the 20. As he's brought down short of the 20 by Tyler Brenner. So, first and 10 for the Panthers. As Panthers now come to the line from the 17. Breidung waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver on the right of the formation. And it's going to be handoff to Havens. Tries to pick his way through. And he will have no gain on the play. In on the... Bauer in on the stop. Evan Bauer. And so... It'll be no gain, second down. Make that loss of one, second and 11. From the 16. And so, excuse me, Panthers to the line. Two wide receivers on the right. Mack is a wing back on the left. Breitung waits for the snap. Back to pass. Looking to his left. Throws. That's Mack at the 20. Tries to cut back inside the center of the field up to about the 24-yard line. See where he officially marks it? Yep. So up to the 24. So a third down coming up. Have to get to the 27. Third and three. So third down and three now. As back to passes, Breitung rolls to his right. Now he throws. Going deep, looking for Weiss. And is it incomplete? On the far side. So fourth down coming up. Well, I'm sure Mondovi goes, okay, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Yeah, I doubt that they're going to try that again. We'll see. Mack is still in there. Excuse me. Well, all of the Mondovi linemen are standing up straight. They're not buying it. Yep. Good snap to Breitung. And he kicks it away. Taken at the 40. 45. Up to the near 50-yard line. That is number 22, Williamson. And Dane Schultz with the stop. So that's where Mondovi will take over. 2:58 remaining. 28-10, Mondovi leads. With the Buffaloes now, they'll come up to the line. Faulkner brings them up to the line. Working from the near hash. Single wide receiver left and right. Also in the backfield now is Gruber. Faulkner waits for the snap. Good snap. Back to pass. Plenty of time. Throwing to his left. Going deep. And to nobody. Way overthrown. Pass intended for Rudd. And so second and 10 coming up. As Buffaloes now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Rudd waiting for the snap. Or Faulkner waiting for the snap. Hands it off to Gruber. Gruber breaks one tackle. Crosses the 50 up to the Panther 47. Sabalco in on the stop for the Panthers. Third down coming up. Third and about six, we'll call it. Clock continues to run down to 2:30.
Third down and six for the 47.
And so up to the line now come the Buffaloes. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Hand off to Gruber. Going to his left, or right rather, breaks the tackle, breaks another tackle to the 40, cuts to the center of the field, to the 30, to the 25, 20, stays on his feet, that's a touchdown. Cameron Gruber with the touchdown. With a 47-yard touchdown run to make it 34-10 now. And so kick the extra point as they wait for the snap and ball down. Kick is on the way and it's good with a minute 59 remaining in the third quarter. It's now Mondovi 35, Durand, Arkansas 10. And thank you to our high school sports sponsors, including the Paul Schlesser Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction, or maybe you need repairs for your current home. Call Chris at Bauer Plumbing and Septic, 672-8224. That's 672-8224. Riverside Grill, where now they have some great daily breakfast specials. Up every day during the week, a different breakfast special. Visit Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. What a wonderful way to start off the day. Also, Amplify Health by Gunderson, Mondovi Clinic, part of Gunderson Whitehall. And Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center. For all of your car care needs, with Napa know-how, Riverside Plaza, located at Durand, Napa Madison Street, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank them. All right, so we'll kick it off again. And it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So the Panthers will start at their own 20 with a minute 59 remaining in the third quarter. And Mondovi leading 35-10. Then we'll have playoff football for you next week. Not sure where we're going. We'll find that out tomorrow. All right, so first and 10 for the Panthers. As they come up, Bryden brings them up to the line. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Bryden back to pass. Caught. That is going to be caught by Pickler. He's knocked down right away. So he comes over the middle up to about the 27-yard line. Carter Heike with the stop. Gain of 7, second down and 3.
From the 27.
So Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers now here on the left of the formation. Bryden waiting for the snap. Mack goes in motion. It's a pitch. Oh, flea flicker back to Bryden from Havens. He throws, puts it up, caught by Jackson Weiss. And that will be a catch up to the 45-yard line.
To Jackson Weiss. Gain it, sir, on the tackle.
And Conditzer in on the stop for Mondovi.
First and 10 from the 45.
As Panthers now come to the line. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Bryden waiting for the snap. Good snap. Hand off to Havens. Goes to his left. Now cuts back towards the center of the field. Crosses the 45 up to about the 47. In on the stop, Hunter Wick, one of those in on the stop for the Buffaloes. Gain of a couple, second down and 8. Clock under a minute remaining here in the third quarter. 35-10, Mondovi. As Panthers now to the line. Single wide receiver, left and right. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. Back to passes, Bryden. Rolls to his right. Looking, looking, looking. Now he's retreating. Now he's going to throw a heaver up and...
Bryden's pass incomplete.
So now it'll be third down coming up. So third and 8 for the Panthers from their own 47. As Panthers now to the line. And we have official stop. Now referees are going to chat here. Not sure what they're chatting about. Are they talking about that last play was intentional grounding? Also down. Intentional grounding. Yep, they are going to call it intentional grounding. So now they have to mark the ball somewhere. Coach Rosemeyer not happy about they moved the ball up, and then there was a lot of yelling from the other sideline, and then they decided to talk about it. So they're going to move it back 5 yards to the 37-yard line. So it's fourth down. It's a loss of down. Okay, now they moved it back to third down. All right. So it's third down from the Panther 42. So two wide receivers now left and right for the Panthers. Breidung waiting for the snap. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. Puts it up. Throwing for Jackson Weiss. Overthrows Weiss. And fourth down now coming up.
Fourth down.
With 28 seconds remaining. And so Breidung now to kick it away. Williamson back deep, and a line drive kick. Ooh, a ball just kind of stopped down by the Panthers at the 36-yard line, and so that is where Mondovi will take over. With 22 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, 35-10, Buffalo's leading. And so Faulkner now gets the play from the sideline. And Panthers now come up to the line. Two wide receivers here on the right of the formation. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Hand off to Heike. Nope, he's going to keep it himself. Faulkner now to the 40, to the 45. Stays on his feet to the 50, to the 45, down to the 40. And a flag down holding Mondovi.
There's a flag on the play.
At about the 43-yard line, and so they'll move it back to the 33. So it'll be first and 13, or first and 12, is what we'll call it. Let's see where they officially marked the penalty at, right? Okay, so keep going, and they'll move it back to the 34. Okay, so it'll be first and 11. And that's going to end the third quarter with Mondovi leading 35-10. 2-3-2. Are they going to make a... They are going to get a playoff just before the third quarter ends. All right. And it's going to be caught by number 21. And no gain on the play. And that's the end of the third quarter. Ethan back with the stop. It's Durand, Arkansas boys of football here on WRDN.
Ethan Mack with it.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we get ready for the fourth quarter. And Mondovi leading 35-10. They have a second down and 11 from the Panther, or from their own 33. Listening to Durand Arkansas Boys Football here on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. All right, so we switch sides. The Buffaloes will now be going from right to left, and the Panthers left to right. As Buffaloes now have the play from the sideline as we get ready for the fourth quarter. And they'll come up and second down and 11. Faulkner waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. And back to passes Faulkner. Looks, he throws. And he's going for number 36. Passing complete. That was for Rudd. Third down coming up.
Intended for Rudd.
Again, a nice, pleasant night here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. Not going to have too many of these. With the approaching or over the halfway mark in October, yeah, it's going to start to get colder quicker. So third and 11 now. Single wide receiver left and right. Faulkner waits for the snap. Good snap. Play action. Rolls to his right now. And he's